This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
COVID-19 has pushed many parts of our lives online, from work meetings to get-togethers with families and friends. Our new virtual reality has also changed how people foster and adopt pets. And as KUT's Dani Matias reports, the forced free time many are experiencing has been a big help to local shelters and their animals.
The coronavirus pandemic has put plans on hold for most people, but for Sophia Ding, it's given her the chance to finally get around to volunteering for a cause she's passionate about, helping animals get ready for adoption.
A lot of times there are animals like dogs or cats at the shelter that perhaps like just require a little more attention and training or just love and comfort to get to that stage to be ready to be adopted, and it's hard to provide all of that within a shelter.
Ding signed up to foster dogs for Austin Pets Alive in college, but her schedule was constantly filled with classes and work. And as a business consultant, she was even busier working on presentations in the office. That changed with Austin Travis County's orders requiring non-essential workers to stay home.
Normally, the hours that I work aren't really conducive to having a dog, or sometimes we're traveling as well for work, so this was like kind of perfect timing.
Ding and her partner took in their first ever foster, a 3-year-old German pointer hound mix named Tilly.
She had light brown spots all over her body, which was very adorable, and then very energetic, like loved to play fetch and play with any squeaky toys.
But Tilly didn't stick around for long. She was adopted by a couple in less than 2 weeks.
It was bittersweet. I'm sad that she was leaving, but really happy that she was able to find her forever home, and she seemed to really love the couple that adopted her and did not look back when they came to pick her up.
Tilly is part of the nearly 1,250 dogs that have been adopted from Austin Pets Alive since COVID-19 hit. APA says so far this year, cat adoptions have increased about 50%, and dog adoptions have gone up by about 30%. Adoption counselor Rachelle Jensen says that's because
everybody has time right now. Everybody's at home. It gives them an opportunity to bond with these animals, being that, you know, we usually work 8-hour jobs outside of the home, and adjusting a dog coming into a home, you know, takes time. So they can be home and they can bond with them and train them.
Jensen's responsible for ensuring all adopters feel prepared to take their new furry friend home. That includes going over paperwork and scheduling doctor's visits. But that process has changed since the shelter shifted operations in the middle of March. Jensen says the most difficult part has been going remote.
We were seeing our adopters face-to-face, and now having to make everything digital and making sure these adopters understand everything that's going on and making sure they get all the information about the dog that we can give them without doing it in person.
APA implemented other safety measures, such as virtual animal meet and greets and no-contact pickups. But even with the new procedures, adoptions and fostering continues at a speedy pace. Stephanie Bilbro is the director of life-saving operations at the shelter. She says with more animals heading to permanent and temporary homes, there's more room to show off additional animals, which has then led to more adoptions and fostering.
I think it's been, you know, really great to see people come out and maybe try fostering for the first time. And our hope is that, you know, people will see that it actually is not, you know, you don't have to be home all day to be able to care for an animal and be with them 24/7 in order for them to have a good life.
That's something first-time fosters like Sophia Ding now realize.
I like the idea of being able to, like, provide some sort of at least temporary comfort to a dog instead of being in a kennel or shelter.
Ding says she plans to continue that effort until she's ready to adopt and provide a permanent home. Dani Matias, KUT News.